Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, before we move on, still to come in the next hour, Navy recruits will be welcomed into new accommodation in Cork, but is it enough to attract more recruits? Beyond the pub, why people are making friends and meeting new partners in very different social settings. And our regular GP, Dr. Maura Finn, will be discussing urinary incontinence, a problem that affects so many people who are sometimes too embarrassed to ask for help. So Maura will take your questions this morning. You just need to text us 51551. Now, in the UK, the former boss of the post office, Paula Venables, is giving evidence this morning at the public inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal. It's a major investigation into how hundreds of sub-postmasters were wrongly prosecuted starting in 1999 after faulty software said money was missing from post office branch accounts. Paula Venables told the inquiry this morning she was sorry and deeply affected by the victim impact statements heard at the inquiry.
So here is your mess area.
Okay. I would just like to say, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this in person, how sorry I am for all that sub-postmasters and their families and others have suffered as a result of all of the matters that the inquiry has been looking into for so long. I followed and listened to all of the human impact statements and I was very affected by them. I remember listening to one postmaster whose name I noted, who said that he would like somebody to go and stand outside his old post office with him so he could tell them exactly what he'd been through. I would do that. I am very, very sorry.
So that's Paula Venables speaking in the last little while at the post office inquiry. Mark Paul is with us now, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. This was a really long-awaited appearance from Paula Venables. And let's go through some of what has been happening, because we have the inquiry lead counsel, Jason Beer, KC. He's been asking Paula Venables about these text messages between herself and the former chief executive of the Royal Mail. So what has been interesting about those exchanges?
Well, look, overall, I think a lot of what's going on this morning is they're just trying to find out what did Paula Venables know and when. I mean, when she came in as chief executive of the post office in 2012, there was already a kind of a campaign for justice underway. And there was already a sense that something had gone wrong. But in a sense, in every scandal, there's a cover up. And there's a sense that Paula Venables was the chief executive in charge of the cover up. And I suppose that's the position that she's had to defend. I mean, so they're going through her text messages. They're also going through legal advice that she and asking her whether or not she had seen it. There was legal advice from the post office's barristers that criticised some of the prosecutions of postmasters, and she's in effect saying that she had never seen that legal advice. And I think that seems to be her position with a lot of stuff, with a lot of the questions that are being put at her this morning, is that she didn't quite know what was going on, or that the full extent of what was going on was being kept from her. I think one of the things she said this morning in her evidence was that she was too trusting of others, which in itself is a curious form of defence, because it turns your own failures into a virtue, in a sense, to be too trusting. So whether it's the text messages between herself and the Royal Mail, whether it's the exchanges between her office and the post office's own legal team and barristers, it's all about what she knew and when, and this sense that, you know, she has become this public face of the post office's intransigence and obduracy towards postmasters, and of course, and all the human consequences that it had for them.
Now, we heard that clip of her apology there, and I'm watching the muted pictures here as she continues to give evidence. She does certainly sound and appear to be very contrite on one hand, but then, as you say, what she's saying now as she gets into the meat of the evidence is, I can't be responsible for not finding out things that weren't revealed to me.
Yes, it's the old I didn't know kind of defence. So, I mean, I think in the last couple of minutes, they were probing Paula Venables about whether or not she was actually, were you an active chief executive at all? I mean, did you not know what was going on in your own house? And she said that, you know, her reply was that actually she got in trouble sometimes for trampling on people's toes. But then on the flip side of that, yeah, on several occasions she said that she didn't know what was going on. She was quite contrite in her apology. I mean, she's she's a quite a reserved and conservative looking figure. I mean, she's sitting there down in the Aldwych House this morning, you know, in a grey suit with an orange scarf, looking like she's going into a business meeting. And I don't know if you noticed, Claire, she turned her chair directly towards the postmaster sitting in the public gallery. And spun her chair around to make the apology, to face them in a sense. But again, I think if you parse the actual words of her apology, she hasn't made a complete and fulsome apology for her own actions in a sense. I mean, the very opening of her apology is how sorry she is for all that they have suffered and all of the incidents that the inquiry is looking into. I would say it's a slightly partial apology and maybe not quite as fulsome as it looks in a sense. But look, Aldwych House, where the inquiry is going on. I mean, it's right on the edge of the London Theatre District. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of drama, I think, down there today. It's going to be businesslike. It's going to be legalistic, cold and efficient, probably. But again, the postmasters are sitting in the public gallery and they'll be wanting more answers.
Yeah, and what is it that they want to hear from her? I know lots of them have been talking publicly in the lead up to Paula Venell's appearance. So what is it that would satisfy them?
I think there are certain questions that people will want answers to. I mean, one of the big problems with the Horizon IT system, a kind of a Japanese design system that was sold to the post office to manage its accounts, one of the big problems with it was that actually the system could be accessed remotely outside of each individual post office. And that was something that wasn't known when a lot of these postmasters were being prosecuted. So I think one of the things that she'll have to answer is, when did she know that actually outsiders could get into the system from outside, which kind of implies all sorts of things, that, you know, maybe some of the postmasters were prosecuted because somebody had gotten in from the outside and changed the numbers. And another thing she'll have to answer is, has she been completely truthful in her evidence in the past? Now, I mean, look, I'm sure she would say, and as she has, but she did previously give evidence to a committee, a Westminster Parliament committee, back in 2015, written evidence, and she told MPs and Lords and on that committee that she knew nothing about any miscarriages of justice. Now, it has since turned out that it was well known within the post office, or well suspected, or well advised by their own legal advisors, that in fact there had been miscarriages of justice. So again, it all goes back to this question of, what did she know and when? And of course, Alan Bates, who was at the centre of the ITV drama in January, and the television drama in January that sparked the resurgence of public interest in this case. It was Paula Venells who made the decision to defend against the legal case taken by Alan Bates. So again, what did she know about the injustices that had happened in the past when she decided to defend that case against Alan Bates and his colleagues? And did she at any stage make decisions to go against the postmasters when she knew in fact that there had been injustices and miscarriages?
She has mentioned Alan Bates by name, hasn't she, in that opening apology?
Yes, there was kind of three parts to her apology. One was, look, to apologise to all of the sub-postmasters and postmistresses who had suffered. Another part was sort of to apologise in advance for the difficulty that her evidence was posed. But a third one was she opposed to a number of named individuals for what they had gone through. And she deliberately name-checked Alan Bates. I mean, the postmaster or sub-postmaster who has been most associated with the level of injustice. I mean, probably the ringleader of the fight back amongst the postmasters, the one who got the High Court decision back in, I think it was 2019, was when the final decision came, that actually when a judge gave a written decision to say, actually, this system could be to blame for a lot of this. This system is faulty. So she directly addressed Alan Bates, something she hasn't done before.
She's an interesting character. Can we talk a little bit about her background? Because she's an ordained priest, people might know, people who watched the drama that you mentioned on ITV in January with the Church of England.
That's right. She's a former vicar with the Church of England. She's quite an austere kind of a character. I suppose without commenting on her too much personally, quite prim and proper. She came in 2012 as the chief executive of the post office when things were already in full swing, and she was there right through until 2019 when that High Court decision came and when I suppose the House of Cards that was the post post office's defence to a lot of these things started to fall down. So she's an interesting character. She hasn't spoken much in the last couple of years. I think it's probably it's at least 7 or 8 years since she's really said much publicly beyond one or two line statements that have obviously been parsed by her lawyers. So this is a big day for the postmasters in their campaign. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a central figure in all of this, and it'll be interesting to see how her evidence goes out over the next 3 days.
Because she was heading for the top, you know, when it comes to her priesthood. She was interviewed in 2017, I see, for the role of Bishop of London. But then as more details began to emerge around the post office scandal, she stepped back, didn't she, from clerical duties?
Yes, and I suppose, look, you know, there was bad publicity in a sense around Paula Venables long before she stepped down as chief executive. So look, that affected her rise within the Church of England, and it affected, I suppose, her status within corporate Britain. And she's been pretty quiet since she left the post office in 2019. I mean, the post office, as your listeners will probably know, I mean, it's really an institution that, you know, goes right to the heart of how Britain, and particularly England, sees itself as this nation of fairness, and this notion that such unfairness has been perpetrated by the leaders of the post office against the postmasters really goes to the heart of what England and Britain sees about itself. And to have somebody rising up through the ranks of the Church of England, you know, a moral position, a church that has an official position in the state of Britain, not just separated from the state, it's part of the state, and to be blocked then in her rise to the top of that really was a big, you know, it was the opposite of an endorsement in a sense.
Yeah, I just see more information now emerging on her statement, which she has submitted. So she's denied that she's trying to blame or was trying to blame everything on the Horizon system, while minimising the blame on the conduct, competence and ethics of those within the post office. But the truth of it is, she allowed the post office to fight the sub-postmasters in court, some of them to the death.
That is absolutely correct. I mean, like there were several wrongs that were done. I mean, you mentioned, you know, was the IT, was the technology wrong? Did people make decisions, you know, bad or kind of decisions to prosecute postmasters? And then there were the legal decisions and the decisions to come up with defences that they may have known were not correct, to reject defences by postmasters that they may have known were correct, or at least had some sort of credence. So that's what falls into Paula Venables' wheelhouse, really. It was these decisions around the legal cases that were taken. I mean, she wasn't responsible for implementing the Horizon IT system. It was already in there in full swing before she took over the job. But she was responsible for the legal strategy, and it was the legal strategy that perpetrated the wrong against postmasters. I mean, you mentioned to the death for some of them. I mean, some postmasters, their mental health deteriorated, and some were made bankrupt, and some took their own lives. And a lot of this was because of the pressure of legal cases. And if some of those legal cases were taken and perpetrated in a sense where, you know, perhaps there might have been some knowledge that and that there wasn't enough evidence on them, I mean, that's something that Paula Venables will be asked questions about today.
Mark, thank you so much. Mark Paul there, London correspondent with the Irish Times, and Paula Venables' evidence continues over the next 3 days at that inquiry.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.